The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desiree Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Great cars, better selection. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good evening, hockey fans in Middlebury and the Champlain Valley. And welcome to Kreitzberg Arena here on the snowy campus of Norwich University, where for the 150th time, it's going to be the Panthers of Middlebury taking on the Cadets of Norwich. My name is Kim Lower, and I'm going to be bringing you all the action of this evening's contest. Panthers coming in with a perfect 4-4-4 record. Sounds like they're trying to play a little Yahtzee. Norwich, on the other hand, comes in with an outstanding 10-win and 5-loss record. So the greatest rivalry in Division III hockey is about ready to take place as Middlebury continues their road to the playoff season. Last weekend, not a good time for the Panthers, especially a heartbreaking loss on Sunday, 3-2 at the hands of the Trinity Bantams. Middlebury started the game off like a house on fire, racing out to a 2-1 first period lead, but were unable to hold it, and Trinity finally wins it 58 seconds into overtime. In that first period for the Panthers, though, it was Mike Najjar scoring his second goal of the season. Fishman and Newgold got the assist, and it went like this.
In the zone are the Panthers. A long shot by Newgold goes wide. Rebound gathered by Charles. Newgold at the right point. Wrists it towards goal. It's blocked in front. Fishman steps around, right wing circle, cross ice pass, score! A beautiful pass by Ron Fishman. Mike Najjar had a wide open net to shoot at. It's a power play goal. The Panthers lead 1-0 with 17:29 to go in the first.
Trinity would come back and tie the game about 5 minutes later. But in the latter portion of the period, at the 13:48 mark, it was Camille Tkachuk getting his first goal of the season for the Panthers. McGovern with the helper.
One by the Panthers, a bouncing puck eventually corralled. They're just going to be sent up and out of this. Nope, not out of this. Good keep there. Played by McGovern. That shot, score! A tricky shot. And if that's the case, Camille Tkachuk's got his first collegiate goal. With 6:12 to go in the first, the Panthers have taken a 2-1 lead.
And as Brett called it, it was Tkachuk's first collegiate goal that did stand. And at the end of the first period, it was Middlebury on top by a score of 2-1. In the second period, Panthers not able to put anything across. Trinity, however, does tie it up at the 12:51 mark of that second period. The team skated scoreless in the third period. However, at the 19:40 mark of the third period, Middlebury Travis Stevens took a 2-minute charging penalty, and 58 seconds into the overtime, Sean Orlando scores his fifth goal for the Bantams, and Trinity walks away with a 3-2 overtime victory over the Panthers. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. GellaMotorsports.net.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. A sparse crowd here at Kreitzberg Arena. This snow, I think, has probably kept some fans away, as well as the fact that the Norwich student body are still on Christmas break. So a sparse crowd here, but certainly plenty of time to fill in. For the Panthers, they need to be able to stick to four keys to success that my good friend Jim LaBerge from LaBerge Insurance Agency used to always talk about. And we're going to be focusing on those tonight. For the Panthers to win this game against the Cadets, the four keys to success for them are going to be, one, they've got to move their feet. Middlebury, great skating team. They're going to need to move their feet, make sure they're going to be keeping up. There's some speedy Cadets out there they're going to need to watch out for. They're going to need to bury their chances. Middlebury is not going to get a lot of chances against the Norwich goalie, Braden Ostapchuk. He is very good. He has been, right now his record is 7-2. He's got a 1.63 goals against average. Goals are going to be tough to come by from Braden, so the Panthers are going to need to bury those chances. Blocking shots. Again, a high-powered offense here for the Cadets. The Panthers are going to need to make sure they're blocking their shots. In previous games, Middlebury does a great job of this. The team goes down, they block shots, they make sure the shooting lanes are blocked up. They're taking the offense out of position a lot of times. They generally do a good job of that. And staying out of the penalty box, Middlebury does a genuinely good job of that. Unfortunately, Travis Stevens kind of got nailed on the penalty in the third period of that Trinity game. But overall, in the Trinity game, Middlebury just 1, 2, 3 penalties overall. So a very lightly penalized team. So I think they can stay out of the penalty box. They're going to need to, because if they don't, then the Norwich Cadets certainly have a good power play. On the power play for the year, they have scored 14 out of 54 times for a 25.9 percentage. On the penalty kill, 87.3%. So the Cadets come in scoring just about 3.5 goals a game. Middlebury's doing a much better job on the offense, but we've just got to see what's going to happen here at Kreitzberg Arena tonight. You're listening to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, and you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back with the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency at Washington Street in Middlebury. The starting lineup for the host Norwich Cadets under the tutelage of Mike McShane. On center is going to be number 20, William Pelletier. He is a junior, 5'7", 175, from St. John Chrysostome, Quebec. On the season, he has four games that he's played in. And listen to this. In four games, Pelletier has six goals, seven assists, a total of 13 points. 20 is the man to watch for the Cadets. He has been on fire since he got back this part of the season in 2016. He was injured early on, but he's back, and he is a house of fire for the Cadets. On the left side, Justin Charbonneau, a sophomore, 6 foot, 195 from Bromont, Quebec. On the season, he has two goals, three assists for a total of 5 points. On the right side for Mike McShane, it's going to be Dean Nesgoda, a senior, 5'11", 202 pounds from Brewster, Massachusetts. Thus far in the season, three goals, three assists, a total of 6 points. So the starting lineup up front for McShane, number 20, William Pelletier. On the left side, Justin Charbonneau. And on the right side, Dean Nesgoda. Back on the defense, it's going to be number 6, Brian Rowland, a junior from Waltham, Massachusetts, 5'10", 184, three goals, two assists, a total of 5 points for him. And his defensive mate is going to be Connor Evangelista, a sophomore, 5'8", 173, from Wakefield, Massachusetts. So a couple of base staters there for the Cadets. And on the season, one goal, two assists, and for a total of 3 points for Evangelista. In the nets, it's the intern of the igloo for Coach McShane is going to be Braden Ostapchuk. He has gone the majority of the distance for the Cadets this year. He's a sophomore, 6 foot, 185, out of Lethbridge, Alberta. On the season, sports a record of 7 wins, 2 losses, a 1.63 goals against average, and a 90 2.4 save percentage. So as I said, Middlebury is going to need to bury their chances if they're going to be able to walk away from Norwich and take the bus ride over the mountains and through the woods back to Middlebury this afternoon, or this evening actually, when the game gets over with. For the visiting Middlebury Panthers, they come in this season right now with a record of 4 wins, 4 losses, and 4 ties. Their first in-conference loss was this past Sunday against the Trinity Bantams. They are still in very good shape for NESCAC play. And at the beginning of the season, Coach Sinclair said that he thought a good goal for the team would be to make a top-4 finish in the NESCAC division. Thus far, they're certainly on pace to be able to do that. So for the Panthers, the starting lineup is as follows. At center, it's going to be number 20, Max Greenwald. Greenwald, a senior, 5'8", 170 from Potomac, Maryland. On the season, Max has 3 goals, 3 assists for a total of 6 points. On his left side is going to be 33, Zach Haggerty, a senior. He's 5'9", 185, a local boy here from Vermont, from Stowe, Vermont. On the season, Haggerty, 2 goals, 2 assists, a total of 4 points. And on the right side, it's going to be another senior, a total senior line here, the starting for Coach Sinclair. It's going to be Brandon McGovern. Brandon comes in with 3 goals, 1 assist. He is 5'8", 174 from Centerport, New York. So the starting lineup up front, Greenwald at center, left side Haggerty, right side McGovern. Back on the defense, the blue line is going to be anchored by number 3, Matt Doherty, a freshman, 5'10", 185 from Milton, Massachusetts. On the season, the freshman has 2 goals, 1 assist for a total of 3 points. And his defensive mate is going to be number 44, a senior, Terry Gogan. Gogan comes into the contest with 1 goal and 3 assists for a total of 4 points. He is 6'1", 194, and hails from Weston, Massachusetts. The intern of the igloo for Coach Neil Sinclair this evening is going to be Stephen Klein. A little bit of a shakeup as Klein and Moorfield Yee had been alternated almost exclusively through the season. However, Klein gets the nod in goal tonight. He comes in with a record of 3 wins, 3 losses, and a tie, a 2.27 goals against average, and a 92.6 saves percentage. Klein, a sophomore, stands 6'2", 185. He hails from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. So a couple of goalies from the western provinces of Canada are going to match it up here at Kreitzberg Arena. Yes, it's going to be Klein from Saskatchewan, and it's going to be Ostapchuk from Alberta. The starting lineup's being announced here, and the stand's actually starting to fill in quite nicely now here at Norwich's Kreitzberg Arena. Just a real fine facility here for the Cadets, and just some great hockey has gone on here in NCAA tournaments, Prime Link tournaments, and of course now for the 150th time, it's going to be the Panthers and the Cadets facing off here to see who can take home the bragging rights for D3 hockey here in the state of Vermont. Middlebury trying to right the ship here a little bit as they coming in with that heart loss, with that hard loss to the Bantams on Sunday. And after this game, the Panthers are going to be taking on another very good opponent. The Plattsburgh State Cardinals come into town this Friday, fans. A 7 o'clock start at Kenyon Arena. All of the action will be here on WVTK. The pregame show starts at 6:30, and they drop the puck at 7. The Plattsburgh Cardinals coming into this week's action, very highly rated in the Division III polls, and we'll talk more about that as we go through it. But right now, Plattsburgh ranked number 5 nationally with a record of 11-2-1. The Norwich Cadets ranked number 12. So Middlebury's some big competition, some top 15 squads that the Panthers are facing off against, and we'll just see how they're able to do. Again, they're going to need to make sure they move their feet, bury their chances, and they cannot, under any circumstances, take needless penalties. It's one thing if you're taking a penalty to stop a goal, but any kind of cheap or unnecessary penalties got to be kept at a minimum. you can bet that Pelletier, Charbonneau, and Nisgoda are going to be looking to add some goals. As I said, coming into the game, William Pelletier, number 20 for Norwich, in just four games has 13 points courtesy of six goals and seven assists. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
The Panthers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Vergennes, Middlebury. 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
All right, back at Kreitzberg Arena. Moments before the start of this evening's contest, the Panthers in their road blue uniforms will be skating right to left on your radio dial. The Cadets in what could best be termed a rather colorful design of a uniform. Not exactly one color, just kind of multiple colors, kind of camouflage, shall we say. And maybe the right thing for the cadets here at military school. So, let's get ready to light some fires and kick some tires. It's the Panthers and the Cadets for the 150th meeting. It's going to be Pelletier down against Greenwald, and Pelletier wins the draw back into the Norwich zone. Back there forward is Roland in behind a Stepchuk. Around the boards, Middlebury on the forecheck. Takes it away in front, shot through the crease. Greenwald had a chance but couldn't put it home. Greenwald now with a puck deep in the Norwich zone. Back to Gogan. Shot. Good save by Braden Ostapchuk, and he hangs on. Good shooting lane. He squared himself to the shooter, and with just 18 seconds left in the first, or 18 seconds gone in the first period, a faceoff to the left side of the Norwich netminder. Greenwald, Haggerty, and McGovern out for the Panthers. Back to Gogan at the point. No, he can't get to it, and it goes into the corner. Greenwald chases the puck down. Norwich takes it away, tries to weave it out through their own zone. They do. Pinchette stopped And it's the Panthers trying to counterpunch here with Zach Haggerty going to the Middlebury zone, or the Norwich zone. Norwich picks it up. They send it back to center ice, and Fishman is out there now with Neary. And they've got it in the Middlebury zone. It's center ice right in front of their bench. Trying to get it ahead to Jake Charles. He's stopped, and back come the Cadets. It's center ice right by their own bench. A flip shot in around behind Steve Klein. Picked up there by Neary. Norwich on a line change. Middlebury should be able to get out without much difficulty, and they do. It's Fishman at the Norwich bench on the far side of the rink. Easy shot in. Ostepchuk decides, well, maybe I'd just best be hanging on to that puck. And he covers up with 18:55 left in the first period. No score here from Kreitzberg Arena between the Panthers and the Cadets. Face off on the left side of the Norwich netminder. Going down, Evan Newgold tried to pull it back to Mike Najjar. Najjar couldn't keep it in the zone, and back comes the Cadets. Over the line, Baldelli's shot goes wide. Panthers regroup. Try to get something going here with Newgold at center ice. He taps it in. Going to the boards. Nope, that's going to be icing as Newgold didn't quite get to it. And a face-off coming. Actually, not icing. Going to be offside. They're calling it. Roble, the official, calling offside. Face-off just in front of the Middlebury bench at the face-off dot outside the Norwich line. Soroic against Falvey for the draw. Soroic wins it back, but Middlebury able to take it away, and back at center ice they are. Cage throws it in on the right side, racing in Falvey in the corner. Panthers trying to keep it alive. Big check there by Najjar, but Norwich able to clear it out to the center ice area. Cage throws into the Norwich zone. Following up is Falvey. Wrist shot in front. Goes a bit wide. Norwich tries to regroup. And it's Heinrich shooting into the Middlebury zone. In behind Steve Klein. Panthers control. Falvey in his own zone. Right beneath us here. By the Middlebury bench, trying to work his way through center ice. Pelletier takes the puck away from him, and they shuttle it into the Middlebury zone. Line change again for Mike McShane with 17:40 now left in the first period. No score between the Panthers and the Cadets. Cage in the corner, and tied up in the corner. A whistle and a stoppage in play with 17:33 now left in the first period. No score. Both teams look like they're going to go out for some wholesale line changes here. And actually, there is a penalty. Penalty coming up here to Norwich. So Middlebury going to be their beneficiary of the first power play opportunity. And the faceoff coming all the way back into the Norwich end. So let's see what goes on here. Middlebury, a two-minute power play at the 17th with 17:32 left. Cadets pick it up. They throw it down the ice. Picked up by Fishman. Ahead to Newgold. Right side over the Norwich line. To Najjar. Najjar in behind the Norwich net. Back to the point. Had a thought. Couldn't quite get it through. Panthers on the far side now. Look to get it to Fishman. Couldn't keep it in. Has to go outside the zone. Newgold with it now. Over the Norwich line. Tries to work his way into the corner. Stopped. Norwich picks it up and they wrap it right down the ice. 1:20 left in the Norwich penalty. Charles to Greenwald. Over the Norwich line, in behind the defense, and a goal shot! Good save, Ostepchuk. And Norwich able to clear it down the ice. Good job by the senior Max Greenwald. Just was not quite able to tuck it aside as he split the Norwich defense like a cord of wood here on a cold, snowy night, and back come the Panthers in the goal again. Shot blocked at the defense as Tkachuk not able to get a clean shot at it. Back to the point it goes. Panthers keeping it alive. And finally, harmless shot goes in on net. Ostepchuk makes the save, and with 43 seconds left, a faceoff in the Norwich zone to the left side of the Cadet netminder. McGovern out there, takes the draw. Back to the point. Panthers just barely able to keep it in. Now on some second effort, though. Norwich able to... No, Panthers doing a nice job. As Norwich had a good opportunity to clear it, but the Panthers were in there, knocked them off the puck. to Chuck. Back to the point to Greenwald. Greenwald. Wrist shot, score! Max Greenwald. It'll be a power play goal for the Panthers, and Chuck should get the assist. That goal coming at the 4:05 mark. Good puck movement for the Panthers. We'll see if there's another assist, but Tkachuk should pick up the assist on that one. Good blast from the top of the slot by Max Greenwald. That is his fourth goal of the season. A power play goal for the Panthers. Let's see what Norwich does now. Play is in the center ice zone. McClellan can't keep it alive. Picked up by Doherty. He throws it on the open wing. Bit of a scrum here in front of the Middlebury net. Stoppage in play. Actually, Greenwald being given an assist on that, so we need to find out who it is that would have gotten that goal for the Panthers. But Greenwald picking up the assist must have been deflected in front of the net, so we'll check and see if we can find out who did get the goal for the Panthers. Face off in the Middlebury zone. High flip shot by the Panthers. Cadets. Jake Charles takes the puck away from them at center ice, throws it deep into the Norwich zone. Cadets in front of their own bench. Jake Charles trying to get something going. He's stopped. Over the Middlebury line come the Cadets. Backhand shot saved by Klein. Into the corner it goes. Picked up there by Baldelis. Baldelis can't get anything going against Fishman. Fishman now to Newgold. Center ice to Jake Charles. Right side. Had Najjar going to the net, but couldn't relay the pass to him. Back to the point it goes. Neary can't pick it up because Norwich shoots it into their own bench. And a stoppage in play. 14:30 left in the first period. Middlebury 1. Norwich no score. Max Greenwald shot from the point. He picked up the assist. Need to see who picked up, who tapped it, or that redeflected on the score. Around the boards, Norwich in their own zone. Skating at center ice. Pelletier stopped at the Middlebury blue line. Following up, Rowland, he throws it deep into the Panther zone where it's picked up by Gauguin. Gauguin just chops it out to the center ice area off the stick of McGovern. Down the ice it goes. Icing is waved off. Cadets have it. 13:59 left in the first period. Middlebury 1. Norwich no score. Gauguin center ice to Greenwald. Greenwald shot stopped. Picks it up again. Backhands it. He goes to the bench. Fresh legs come out. It's going to be number 38 there for the Panthers. Tkachuk along with Wire and Lyman. Norwich at center ice throws it into the Middlebury zone. McShane looking for a change of legs there. David Baluch picks it up, shoots it into the Norwich zone. Panthers to Chuck into the zone quickly. He can't pick it up. Sent to center ice area. Panthers send it, shot it back into the Norwich zone. That would be delayed offside. They vacate the zone. Norwich with it by their own bench. Right at the center ice area. Trying to get in behind the Spencer cage. Battle going on there. Middlebury, though, comes away with it. Tkachuk lost his stick. He goes back to pick it up, and Norwich shoots it into the Middlebury zone. 12:52 left in the first period. Middlebury 1, Norwich no score. Soroic shoots it into the Middlebury zone. Panthers back on the defense. Can't clear it out. Norwich, a shot from the point, blocked by Fishman. He clears it. Sends Falvey on his way. Right side into the Norwich zone. Falvey takes his defender down. Nice job there. Vinny Gisanti couldn't keep the puck alive. Norwich with it now. It's center ice. Rink-wide pass, that didn't do much, and Andrew Neary has it for the Panthers. Neary relayed that pass, really, and didn't go in the vicinity of much of anyone for the Panthers, and icing the call. 12-10 left in the first period. Panthers up on top of this one over the Cadets early by a score of 1-0. Middlebury goal coming at the 4:05 mark of the first period. Face-off went wide of the crease as a quick shot from the stick of Peyton Baldeliz. Neary behind the Middlebury net. Baldeliz out there with Evans and Russell. Shot from a bad angle off the stick of Evans goes a bit awry, and Cadets can't keep it in the Middlebury zone. Roland chased back into his own zone along with Evans now. Fishman doing a good job on the forecheck, but Norwich trying to break through center ice. They do, and over the Middlebury line they come. Backhand shot. Klein makes the save. Into the corner it goes. Evans tries to track it down. Carbineau out there now, but it goes to center ice, and Robertson has it. Lazy flip shot into the Middlebury zone. Allows the rest of the Norwich Cadets line change to occur. Neary in the Norwich zone. Long up ice pass. Najjar relays it to Charles in the Norwich zone, out in front. And back come the Cadets, clearing it smartly through center ice. 3-on-2 if they hurry. Nizgoda into the Middlebury zone, around behind the net. He's out there with Pelletier and Charbonneau. They can't keep it alive, and back comes Charles at center ice. Long, lazy flip shot there, trying to get it ahead to Lyman. Stopped in front. Newgold took a good shot there. Back to the point, Newgold. Another shot goes wide. Charbonneau can't clear it out on the far side. Panthers doing a good job keeping the play alive in the Norwich zone. Haggerty. Finally, Norwich. Enough of that, they say, and they pass the puck on the far side, breaking over the Middlebury line. And Pelletier was looking for a rebound, or the relay pass there. He got it, but it was off his stick, and back come the Panthers. Good end-to-end action here. Greenwald stopped at center ice. Racing back. Piacentini into the Middlebury zone. He stops, along with Pinchette. Pinchette behind the Middlebury cage. 9:54 left in the first period. Off the boards. Panthers can't clear it out. Attempt to get it out by Greenwald was stopped. Finally, Panthers able to work it through center ice. McGovern into the Norwich zone. Cadets pick that one off. Turn the attack through center ice. Salvucci, though, couldn't quite corral the pass. Icing the call with 9:32. And we're skating this one all the way back into the Norwich zone. Face-off coming to the left of Braden Ostapchuk. Shots on goal. 6 for Middlebury, 3 for the Cadets. Middlebury enjoying a one-goal advantage, 1-0 right now. To Chuck. Can't keep it in. Goes back to Fishman, to Neary at center ice. Neary on the near side. Over the Norwich line, dumps it in behind the crease. Ostapchuk has the puck take a little bit of a crazy bounce off the boards, and he hangs on for a faceoff. 9:15 left in the first period. Middlebury 1, Norwich no score. Faceoff right side of Ostapchuk. Falvey going down. He's out there with Gisanti and McClellan. Neary waiting for the draw. Didn't get it. Norwich controls in their own zone. Flips it out to the center ice area. Relay pass in on Stephen Klein. And Klein just hangs right on to that one as a couple Cadets were coming in. And a faceoff now comes deep in the Middlebury zone. Kreitzberg Arena filling in nicely here, even though the students are on break. A good crowd on hand. A snowy Tuesday afternoon here, or evening rather at this point, in Northfield. Enjoying some great hockey here, and right now it's the Middlebury Panthers having the better of it by a score of 1-0. From the faceoff, puck goes into the Middlebury bench. Roble retrieves the puck from a Middlebury player. And another faceoff coming to the left side of Stephen Klein, the sophomore from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, coming in with a 3-3-1 record. Rowland had the puck from the faceoff, sent it around the Middlebury boards, picked up there, though, by Neary to Fishman in the Middlebury zone. Fishman skating right in front of his net. Not a high percentage play there, and Klein mutters to him, but he gets it ahead to Falvey. Falvey shot didn't really go anywhere, and the Cadets bring it on back at center ice. 3-on-3 over the Middlebury line, dumped to the left side, into the corner, back to the point. Soroek couldn't get anything going. And now it's Heinrich and a whistle. We're going to have an interference call. And the Panthers will be the recipients of that penalty. Going in number 14, Ron Fishman. He's going to be going in for interference, and that penalty will be coming at the 11:41 mark. That's Fishman for interference. So we'll get a chance to see what the Norwich power play looks like. Faceoff is in the Middlebury zone. Back to Robertson from the draw on the left side. Robertson with the puck. Relays it. Far side. They play catch with it a little bit. Pelletier in front. Dishes back to Robertson. Wrist shot. Klein makes a good-looking save there. Picking that apple right off the tree, and he hangs on for a faceoff. A minute 47 left in the Middlebury penalty to Fishman. 2 minutes for interference. Faceoff in the Middlebury zone. Robertson back at the point. Nizgoda down for the draw. Kicks it into the corner where Charbonneau goes after it against the Panthers. And Pelletier can't keep it alive. Middlebury picks the puck up. Nicely done there by Mike Najjar as he just wraps it down the ice. 1:30 now left in the Middlebury penalty. Cadets. A little bit of forechecking there by Max Greenwald, but the Cadets Pelletier through center ice near side. Throws it in behind the Middlebury crease. Panthers pick it up, wrap it right down the ice. Spencer Cage, nice job by the freshman. Good forecheck as the Panthers raced in there. Caused a little bit of disruption in the Norwich attack. A whistle and a stoppage in play. Faceoff will be just outside the Norwich blue line. 1 minute and 9 seconds left in the Fishman penalty. And it's Greenwald going down for the faceoff. Comes to an empty wing, though. Neary races over for it. Picks it up and wraps it right back into the Cadet zone. Haggerty on a forecheck. Norwich weaving their way through center ice. Content to dump and chase it into the Middlebury zone. Panthers can't keep this one away. Rebound. Score! Rowland picks up the puck out of the corner and wrists it home. A power play marker for the Cadets. It'll be Rowland all the way. That goal coming at the 12:57 mark. A power play goal for Norwich. Rowland, and we'll see who picks up the assist. So for Ryan Rowland, the junior from Waltham, that is his fourth goal of the season. And with 7:03 left, we are all tied up here at Kreitzberg Arena. Both teams taking advantage of their opportunities on the power play tonight. So Roland with the goal. And the Panthers bring it back into the Norwich zone. Falvey going into the corner. Around behind the net to McClellan. 1-1 the score. 6:32 left. High shot over the outstretched hand there of Braden Ostapchuk. Panthers, nice job keeping the forecheck alive. Najjar. But here come the Cadets. Baldelis. He's stopped. Panthers continue on. Charles in front. Shot. Dribbles through. Ostapchuk makes the save. Charles chases down his own puck. But it's the Cadets coming away with it in their own zone. Good end-to-end action. Lob shot. Terry Gogan picks it up for the Panthers. Had a notion. Dumps it down low where Charles relays it in. Panthers on a line change. Cadets get it out. Panthers looking now with Tkachuk along with Wire. And now Lyman on the near side dumps it down low for Wire in the Norwich zone. Tkachuk can't come up with it. But Middlebury keeps it alive. Back to the point. Shot off the stick of number 12's Wire goes wide. But in the corner, and the Panthers still able to keep control of the puck. Finally, Norwich just takes a backhander and gets it out and down the ice where Doherty has it. Doherty trying to clear the Norwich zone. He's stopped on his first effort. Decides, well, let's just send this right behind Klein. And he does, where it's picked up by Greenwald. Greenwald head. Nice shot off the stick of Haggerty there as Greenwald set up Haggerty, and Greenwald hit with it now. Tries to wrap it around in front to Haggerty. Back to the point. Tried to feed it through to McGovern. That didn't work. Middlebury, nice job here territorially on the Cadets, but it's the Cadets now breaking out into the Middlebury zone. Stop, wait, drop pass. Shot goes wide. Cadets doing a nice job setting up. Charbonneau. Pelletier and Nizgoda out there. And a whistle and a stoppage in play. And another penalty coming up here. Let's see who's going to be the beneficiary of this one. Looks like it's going to be Middlebury. And going off is going to be number 33, Zach Haggerty. Looks like it's going to be a tripping call. That penalty coming at the 15:28 mark. It's going to be Haggerty, and I believe it's going to be for tripping. So, the Norwich power play. Perfect their first time through. Middlebury picks it up. Let's see if the Panthers can keep them off the score sheet this time around. Panthers shoot it down into the Norwich zone. The Cadets, Falvey on the forecheck. Throw it into the Middlebury zone. Gauguin in the corner. Charbonneau. Looking for the puck at the face-off circle. Round behind the net it goes. Picked up by Cage. Ahead to Falvey. Tried to relay it to Vinny Gisanti. That didn't work. And the Cadets now at center ice. Middlebury on a line change. Cadets on the far side into the Middlebury zone. Into the corner. Stop, stop, stop to Salvucci. And the Panthers able to clear it down the ice. Najjar. 1 minute left in the Haggerty penalty for tripping. Najjar, nice job breaking up the Norwich attack. Neary able to take the puck off the Cadet attacker, but the Cadets get it back to the point. Rowland with the first Norwich goal. Looks, had a thought, dished low to Salvucci. Salvucci. Panthers able to finally bring it aside, and out with it comes Najjar. Long flip shot into the Norwich zone to kill some time. Neil Sinclair gets a new penalty killing unit out there. Fishman battling right in front of that Cadet net or zone. The bench. Finally, Greenwald has it, throws it into the Cadet zone. 15 seconds left in the Haggerty penalty to Middlebury. Baldelis in on goal, shot. And a good save by Stephen Klein as Norwich's Baldelis broke in on the right side. Cut directly to the net, but Klein wasn't giving an inch and hugging that goalpost like his girlfriend. He holds on for the save. Penalty has expired. Teams are back at full strength, so Middlebury dodges a bullet on that power play opportunity. But for the period, two Panther penalties. As we said, they need to stay out of the box, and neither one of those two penalties were goal-saving efforts. So Coach Sinclair perhaps have a little chat during the first intermission about the do's and don'ts of taking some penalties out there. 2:27 now left in the first period. Face-off in the Middlebury zone to the right side of Stephen Klein. Falvey. Can't clear it out. Cadets try to dump it in low. Stopped by Doherty. He's able to clear it to center ice where Sullivan has it for the Cadets. Gives it back to Doherty. Doherty drops it as he comes to Vinny Gisanti. Gisanti's shot. Nice save there by Braden Ostapchuk. And a faceoff in the Norwich zone. Line changes all around here for both Coach Mike McShane and Neil Sinclair. Falvey down for the Panthers. Got Cage back at the point along with Baluch, David Baluch. But it's the Cadets winning the draw. Baluch, though, pinches in from the far side, keeps it alive. Cadets, though, regain control, and they skate it patiently through center ice. Smith throws it for the Cadets into the Middlebury zone. Back there for it is Cage. Can't get good control of it. Evan Newgold thought he had the puck, but the Cadets took it away. Centering it in front. Middlebury. Smith has the puck for the Cadets. Shot goes wide. Robertson on the far side wraps it in behind the Middlebury cage. A minute and a half now left in the first period. Tie score 1-1 between the Cadets and the Panthers. A pair of power play goals thus far. McGovern from a pass from Greenwald. Newgold at the end of a long shift, and the Cadets throw it in the Middlebury zone. Now Neary has to be forced to go back for it. Against Soroek and Pelletier. Errant pass there. Middlebury catches a break, and they can start it at center ice. Nope. Long pass intercepted by Rowland. Over the line, the Cadets come in front, waiting for the shot. Panthers able to finally take it away. Evangelista shot from the far side into the corner. The Panthers guilty now a little bit of just running around in their own zone. They need to get the puck and skate it out smartly. The Cadets with 30 seconds now looking for the go-ahead goal here as the period closes down. Play in the Middlebury zone. Shot. And finally, Stephen Klein said, I have seen enough of this, boys. We need a face-off. We need to regroup. And with 22.7 seconds, the Panthers will get that face-off. Left side of Stephen Klein. A pair of power play goals here in the first period. Middlebury's coming at 4:05 and the Cadets coming at 12:57. All the scoring so far, so both teams taking advantage of some power play opportunities. Just one penalty to the Cadets, two thus far in the afternoon for the Panthers. Cadets push it into the corner in the Middlebury zone, picked up by Gogan. Gogan tries to flip it down the ice. He does, but that's going to be icing. But Ostapchuk had to pick it up and touch the puck, actually, because of the quick skating of Zach Haggerty. Icing was waved off. And finally, Ostapchuk, with the Cadets not really lending much defensive support, holds on for a faceoff in his own zone. He covered the puck up smartly, and with 1.6 seconds left, a faceoff coming to the right side of the Cadet netminder. Falvey taking the draw. It'd be a miracle to get it in from here, but if he gets it back, Fishman may very well be able to pot the goal. Puck drop. Cadets win the draw. There goes the horn. And the first period is over. Falvey taking that shot right at the buzzer. And some of the Norwich Cadets taking a little bit of umbrage with that. You're listening to the Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, 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 that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Houston's Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289. Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower at Kreitzberg Arena, where after the first 20 minutes, it's Middlebury 1 and the host Norwich Cadets 1. A couple power play goals in the first period. Middlebury started it off at the 4:05 mark, went on a power play. Max Greenwald took the shot from the top of the slot. Ultimately getting credit for the goal was number 33, Zach Haggerty, and the call went kind of like this. To Chuck, back to the point, to Greenwald. Greenwald, wrist shot, score! Max Greenwald, it'll be a power play goal for the Panthers, and Chuck should get the assist. That goal coming at the 4:05 mark. Haggerty eventually did get credit for the goal, and for Zach Haggerty, that was his third goal of the season, and that staked the Panthers to a 1-0 lead. However, at 11:41 of that period, Ron Fishman took a 2-minute penalty for interference, and the Norwich Cadets coming into the game with a very nice power play percentage of 25.9%, able to tie it at the 12:57 point. Rowland with a blast from the point. Dump and chase it into the Middlebury zone. Panthers can't keep this one away. Rebound! Score! Rowland picks up the puck out of the corner and wrists it home. A power play marker for the Cadets. It'll be Rowland all the way. That goal coming at the 12:57 mark. A power play goal for Norwich. Rowland, and we'll see who picks up the assist. So for Ryan Rowland, the junior from Waltham, that is his fourth goal of the season. Picking up the assists on that goal were number 23, Nick Pinchette. His third assist of the season, as well as Tyler Piacentini. And for him, that was his, for Piacentini, that was his 14th assist for the season. So a couple of assists there, 12:57. Norwich ties it up against the Cadets. And after the first period of play, it's Middlebury 1, Norwich 1. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Row, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. Dillon Motorsports.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snowblower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to Kreitzberg Arena, where after the first period of play, it's the Norwich Cadets 1, the Middlebury Panthers 1. And the NHL scoreboard update is sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 South in Middlebury. A light calendar today for the NHL. Just 8 games going thus far. Or not just this far, just 8 games for the night. With about 3.5 minutes now left in the first period, it's the New York Islanders over the Columbus Blue Jackets by a score of 2-1. New York, the home team there. With 3:39 left in the first period, it's the Carolina Panthers and the Pittsburgh Penguins scoreless. In the pregame and to start here pretty quickly, we have the New Jersey Devils at the St. Louis Blues. The Buffalo Sabres travel out to Minnesota to take on the Wild. San Jose will drop the puck at Winnipeg. Nashville is in town at the Big Windy against the Chicago Blackhawks. Tampa Bay against the Colorado Avalanche out west. And Edmonton traveling down to Arizona for a little bit of warmth at a 9 p.m. start Eastern time this evening. So a light calendar of events here for the NHL again, with ending up the first, just about at the end of the first period, the Islanders 1-0 over the Blue Jackets, and the Pittsburgh Panthers, Penguins, and the Carolina Panthers. It's not the Carolina Panthers either, is it? No, it's not. It's not the Carolina. It's the Carolina Hurricanes. I'm sorry. Just thinking the Panthers from some of the playoff games in football. At any rate, those teams tied 0-0. And that is the NHL scoreboard update. And it was sponsored to you by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol. And Route 7 in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK. Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back in Northfield, Vermont, a snowy evening here at the Kreitzberg Arena. Home of the Norwich Cadets, and after the first period, it's Middlebury 1, Norwich 1, courtesy of a couple power play goals that period. Teams just about getting ready to take the ice in the second period. In this period, Middlebury will be skating from left to right on your radio dial. The Panthers' schedule, they're coming up to the meat of the schedule. After facing off against Norwich tonight, the Panthers are going to be going flat out this Friday against the Plattsburgh State Cardinals. That's a 7 o'clock start. And Middlebury will be looking to avenge an early season loss to the Cadets, or excuse me, to the Cardinals in the Prime Link tournament. After that, the Panthers hit the road for a couple of games. On January 22nd and 23rd, they make the road trip to Maine. The first game at Colby, the second game at Bowdoin, before returning home on January the 29th, a rematch with Connecticut College. This will be the third meeting between the squads as Middlebury and Connecticut College met during the Prime Link tournament. Panthers lost that heartbreaker by a score of 1-0. They tied down at Connecticut College, so Middlebury will be looking to pull a win when the Camels come back to Kenyon Arena, that on the 29th. And then Tufts, the Jumbos, come to town on the 30th. A 7 o'clock start on the 29th against Connecticut College, and a 4 p.m. start against the Tufts Jumbos. The teams coming to center ice, and the second period will be underway here shortly. Middlebury sending out Fishman against Pelletier. And the Panthers win the draw, shoot it all the way back into the Norwich zone, but it's picked up by the Cadets. It's center ice. Here they come over the line into the middle of our zone. Stopped. Nice job there by the Panthers. Cadets finally do send it into the middle of our zone where Doherty has it. And a whistle and a stoppage in play. Looks like it's going to be an offside and a faceoff coming just outside the Middlebury blue line. Just 21 ticks off the clock here in the second period. Good action. Fast pace to that first period. Jake Charles takes a bit of a chop across the stick there by Justin Charbonneau. Trying to get some position here. Charbonneau and Charles holding each other's stick there a little bit. A little extracurricular activity going unnoticed by the referee, and the Panthers shoot it down into the Norwich zone. Panthers, Charles in the slot, shot. Ostapchuk makes the save. Cadets clear it down the ice. Doherty goes back. That's going to be icing on the Cadets, and we'll skate this one back into Braden Ostapchuk's neighborhood. Panthers sending out Newgold now, along with Charles and Najjar. Back on the defense, it's going to be Fishman and Neary. Newgold pushes the puck into the corner, picks it up in front, shot, rebound. Goes a little bit wide. Good job there by Evan Newgold. He almost potted a goal there. Panthers try to keep it alive in the Norwich zone. They do to Charles. He can't, though, get much to it. But finally, the Cadets do chip it out to center ice. Fishman trying to skate his Cadet off the puck. He can't. In front. Shot from the slot. Never made it through. Blocked nicely there by Evan Newgold. Cadets with the puck. Trying to cycle down low in the Middlebury zone. Newgold with it, though. Backhands it. Didn't get it out, though. Cadets keep it alive in the Middlebury zone. Back to the point. Najjar intercepts that, but he can't clear it out. Najjar. Finally, the Panthers able just to whack at it, and they get it down the ice. Icing the call, so the tired Panthers not able to get off the ice. And with 18:23, faceoff coming back into Steve Klein's end of the ice. Left side of the Panther netminder. Piacentini, Pichette, and Salvucci from the faceoff. Good shot by Salvucci. It was blocked, but he has again. Tries to wrap it around. He does, and he scores! Kevin Salvucci took the initial shot, picked it up, and wrapped it around behind Stephen Klein. Cadets up 2-1. That goal for Norwich coming at the 1:54 mark. It'll be Salvucci. And we'll see if there's any assists that are given on that. Outstanding effort by the sophomore from Plymouth, Massachusetts. That is his 13th goal of the campaign. Russell now brings it in for the Cadets against the Panthers. He's stopped as Belushi. And the goal is unassisted. Middlebury shooting the puck into the Cadet zone. McClellan in front. Set up nicely there to Vinny Gisanti. Vinny just could not get a stick on it. It goes into the corner. And there's going to be a penalty coming up here. This one going against Norwich, going off number 15 for the Cadets. That's Paul Russell. So the Panther power play going on the ice. Penalty coming at the 2:19 mark. So Middlebury, second power play opportunity. They cashed in their first time through. Let's see if the boys can do it again. Face off in the Norwich zone. Back to the point. To Cage. Cage is shot blocked. And retreating all the way back here into center ice is Greenwald. Skates in behind his own net now. Looking to set up the power play. Greenwald goes to center ice, dumps it into the Cadet zone. Panthers can't keep it alive. Haggerty he did and he didn't. And finally, the Cadets able to send it back into the Middlebury zone. Picked up by McGovern. Intercepted. Pelletier in on goal. Shorthanded attempt. Nice job, Stephen Klein, as he blocked Pelletier as he was in on his high horse after intercepting the puck from Max Greenwald at the Middlebury blue line. Klein covers up. A faceoff coming now at the left side of the Panther netminder. 1:15 remaining in the Norwich penalty. The Panthers were good on their first opportunity for a power play. Let's see what they can do here. Jasanti won the draw. Let's see what the Panthers can do now. To Najjar. Over the line. Jasanti. To Charles. Wraparound attempt there. Nice try there off the stick of Jasanti, but he couldn't pull the trigger. Into the corner goes the Norwich zone. Back to Fishman. Fishman. One-time shot. Newgold sent it wide from the point. 48 seconds left in the Middlebury power play. Cadets chop it out to center ice. Newgold. Can't control. Cadets in over the Middlebury line. Strong skating by Salvucci in behind the Middlebury net. 32 seconds now left in the Panther power play. Finally, Newgold gets it. He's weaving his way through center ice. Right side, over the Norwich line. He stops. Back to the point. Fishman, top of the slot. Fishman looking for a lane to shoot in. Down to Jasanti. Fishman, top of the slot. Newgold. Jasanti, one-timer. Send it over to Najjar. He couldn't pull the trigger. Cadets pick it up. And with 6 seconds left, they bring it down the ice. Soroek in the Middlebury zone. Penalty has expired. Teams are back at full strength. Newgold still on the ice. He's been out there for a long time. He needs to get to the bench. He's got to be running low on gas right now. Weaves his way through center ice. Stopped by the Cadets, and they turn the attack. Evans in the Middlebury zone. Around behind the net. Panthers, here we go. Doherty. It's center ice, right side, into the Norwich zone. He is hit and leveled. Puck goes into the corner. Bodies banging in there, Haggerty with it. Check that, McClellan. Out with Falvey. It's McClellan back to the point. Tried to get it to Gogan. That didn't work. Panthers in the corner trying to dig it out. Norwich not giving an inch. 14:42 left in the second period. Norwich 2, Middlebury 1. Panthers get caught on a line change. It's the Cadets now over the Middlebury line. Waiting, wrist shot in front. Klein makes the save. Greenwald takes it aside. And skates his own blue line through center ice over the Norwich line. Shot blocked off the stick of a Norwich defender. And that goes into the crowd and a stoppage in play with 14:18 now left in the second period. Second period goal coming off the stick of Kevin Salvucci. An unassisted goal at 1:54. That's the margin as we stand here about 5 minutes through the second period. Face off in the Norwich zone. Greenwald going down for the face off. Wins it into the corner. Sullivan for the Cadets. Stopped. Haggerty shoots it back in. Byrne can't get it out. Panthers keep it alive. Some nice pressure there. Cage throws it down low to Greenwald. Stopped. Byrne can't pick it up. Back it goes. Shot off the stick of 42. David Belushi almost rang the corner. Cadets having some difficulty clearing out. Finally, they just decide to wrap it down the ice. That should be icing. Nope, they're waving it off. David Belushi sends it down the other end of the ice. As Middlebury now looks to effect a line change as well. 13:25 left. Jake Charles out there now, keeping the pressure alive against Byrne in the Norwich zone. Panthers not able to keep it in. Sent out Fishman with it. To Neary. Sends it into Ustachuk. He makes the stop. Tries to send his Cadet teammates away. Soroek Left side into the Middlebury zone. Shot goes to the side of the cage. Soroak picks up his own puck. Skates it back to the point to Vangelista. His shot deflected off a body into the corner. Fishman. Trying to get it out against Newgold. Newgold with it now behind the Middlebury net. 12:40 now left in the second period. Neary behind the Middlebury cage. Looking to try to break through the forecheck of Heinrich. Flips it down the ice. And the Cadets regroup. Try to catch Middlebury. Caught up ice. That didn't work. And the Cadets send it down there. That's going to be icing the call. 12:26 now left in the second period. Norwich 2. Middlebury 1. Face-off coming. Ball to Lees will be taking the draw, it looks like. Check that. Austin Evans steps in. He takes it, and he wins the draw for the Cadets in their own zone, but they can't clear it out. Middlebury keeping it alive to Chuck. Finally, the Cadets get free. Bring into the Middlebury zone. Russell stopped on his first attempt. Goes to the far side to Cody Smith. He brings it into the Middlebury zone. Shot behind the Middlebury cage where Gogan has it. To Chuck. Stopped. Gogan with it one more time. Now with Doherty. Doherty skating in front of his own bench. Right side into the Norwich zone. Gets in behind the defense. Looking for some teammates to help him out. Has Tkachuk there. Tkachuk tried to center it. No one there. And the Cadets clear it to center ice. And here we go. Pelletier over the line. Stopped was Baldelis. But the Cadets control back at the point. Shot. Klein did not see where that puck was. Fortunately for Middlebury, it went over the top of the cage. And back come the Panthers. Wire. Shoots it in. Robertson back for the Cadets with Smith. Up to Charbonneau. Stopped at center ice. Fishman with it for the Panthers. Decides to try the left side. Wraps it in behind the Cadet net. Panthers flood the zone. Falvey can't pick it up. Back come the Cadets. Just a tick under 11 minutes now left in the second period. Play at center ice. Haggerty almost able to break in on net. Stopped at the last second there. Good shot by McGovern. And the Panthers just taking a lot of shots from outside. Not really anything difficult for Ostapchuk to make. Falvey now goes down in a pile there with Cody Smith. Cadets able to pick the puck up. Pelletier flips it out to center ice where Fishman has it. Fishman shoots it back into the Norwich zone. Some fresh legs on the ice for the Panthers. Cadets chip it out to center ice area. Picked up by Salvucci. Salvucci in over the line. Shot. Good save there, but not out. Sullivan keeps it alive for the Cadets. 10 minutes now left. Halfway home through the game, Cadets on top by a score of 2-1. Salvucci in front, shot just goes wide. That pesky little Norwich offenseman there causing the Panthers lots of problems here in the game. Burn for the Cadets. It's center ice. They turn the attack again. Piacentini. Shot went wide. But Middlebury unable to clear it out. Right now, Norwich carrying the play to the Panthers. Fishman now through center ice. To Charles, he couldn't get it. Tries to get around Roland on the defense, but it's Evangelista picking it up. Middlebury having a tough time getting any kind of sustained offensive pressure. Easily enough shooting it in, but not being able to keep it alive. Roland now picks up the Panther dump and chase, sends it down into the Middlebury zone. Flaherty loses control of the puck. Picked up by Najjar. To Newgold with Charles. Trailer, Najjar, shot. Nice save there by Ostapchuk. Panthers broke in cleanly on that one. Had nice 3-on-2 working. But Ostapchuk, the last man standing in the net for the Cadets, made the save. Newgold breaks his stick. Goes to the bench. Cadets over the Middlebury line. Count the Cadets. A whistle and a stoppage in play. And I think that Norwich is going to get called for too many men on the ice here. That penalty coming at the 11:28 mark. And that will give the Panthers another power play opportunity here. So far on the evening, Middlebury 1-for-2 on the power play. Cadets on a bad line change, and the puck went over in front of the Norwich end, and Mike McShane, I'm sure, is shaking his head. But now the Cadets break out, breaking in on goal for a shorthand attempt, and a goal shot, save, rebound. And they say it's a goal, but the net came off the mooring. The Cadets breaking it up, and it looks like it could be Pelletier with the shorthanded attempt. The Panthers arguing that the net came off the moorings, and indeed it did. But the referee arguing that the puck crossed the goal line in advance. And if this goal stands, it comes at the 11:37 mark. It'll be a shorthanded goal. And it is indeed going to stand. And we'll see who picks the goal up for the Cadets. But the Panthers now with 1:46 left in their penalty or their power play find themselves now down by a margin of 3-1. And it is Pelletier, and Norwich comes back, and another goal. It looks again as if Pelletier may have scored one more time. This one, though, they're arguing was hit with a high stick, and the puck and the net was off its moorings. But Pelletier picking up the third Norwich goal, and we'll see if there's another shorthanded goal or not. They're going and talking about it. The referees are. One argument from the Panthers is that it was tipped in with a high stick. The other one is that the net, it's not even close to the blue ice moorings there. The thing is back against the back boards. So the first Norwich shorthanded goal coming off the stick of Pelletier. That was an unassisted goal. And now at the 11:59 mark, Norwich could very well have another shorthanded goal. Right now, the score on the board, 4-1 for the Cadets. But the referee's talking about it, and let's see what they do. They're talking to the captains. They're talking to Steve Klein. And it will not be a goal for the Cadets. They have backed it off to three goals. So apparently that fourth goal will not be counted. We're waiting for an announcement from the public address announcer. Eight minutes and 1 second left here in the second period. Right now the score, Norwich 3. And the fourth Norwich goal, that second shorthand goal, being disallowed. The reason being it was hit in with a high stick. So horseshoes for the Panthers. But Fishman now picks up a penalty for the Panthers. So at the 11:59 mark, Fishman takes his second penalty of the game. So the teams will be skating four aside. A big break for the Panthers. Two shorthanded goals in the space of about 20 seconds. That would be a tough pill to swallow for Middlebury. When we finally do resume play here, the faceoff is going to be to the right side of Stephen Klein. And the score right now is 3-1. Norwich on top of the Panthers. Pelletier scoring a shorthanded goal. Teams now skating for a side. So for Middlebury, it's time now to regroup, Don't look down and get the puck moving. And here we go. Falvey over the line. Shot in front. Rebound. Can't get to it. Vinny Gesanti. And a whistle and a stoppage in play. And Norwich now taking a penalty. This will be an interference penalty. So the Panthers will go back on the advantage 4-3 here. Play getting a little bit chippy between these squads here. Shots on goal favor Norwich just slightly, 15-13, but where it counts on the scoreboard, the Cadets way on top there by a score of 3-1. So looks like there might be a little bit of a timeout here as Norwich is over at the bench. Middlebury does the same, so I don't know if Norwich called the timeout or if it was Middlebury. Didn't quite see that. At any rate, the scoring in the second period, all Norwich. At 1:54, it was Kevin Salvucci on an extraordinary play. He went in all alone. It was a one-man shot. And at 1:54, he staked Norwich to a 2-1 lead. And then the one that really kind of hurt, a shorthanded goal by William Pelletier at 11:37. Just a great effort by the strong centerman. In four games, he now has 14 points, 7 goals, 7 assists. For Pelletier, that shorthanded goal was unassisted. And then a bit of a parade of penalties. But right now, Middlebury will be skating 4-3 against Norwich. So let's see if the Panthers can take advantage of this and creep back into the game a little bit. And right off of the faceoff, Middlebury charged with a hand pass. And that brings the faceoff just outside the dot on the Norwich blue line. And as a matter of fact, they're going to bring it all the way back into the Middlebury zone. Referee setting up on the left side of Stephen Klein. 7:44 remaining, second period action. Norwich 3, Middlebury 1. Neil Sinclair asking for some clarification of the X's and the O's. Evan Newgold trying to get some clarification of why it is that on a hand pass it would come all the way back into the Norwich zone, or excuse me, the Middlebury zone. Not sure there's going to be any good rhyme or reason to that other than the fact the penalty gives the Panthers a 4-on-3. Excuse me, now Middlebury picks up another penalty, so we're skating 3-on-3. Newgold in over the line, takes the shot and scores! Evan Newgold! That goal coming at the 12:25 mark, it's going to be Evan Newgold. Falvey picking up the Middlebury penalty. And it's Evan Newgold bringing the Panthers within one. We'll see who picks up the assist on that one. Newgold, a good job as he took the shot from the slot. Vinny Gesanti picking up the assist. So the Panthers now, 3-on-3 hockey. And it's the Cadets in the Middlebury zone. Cadets try to dig it out in front. Not much going on there. Fishman has it behind the net to Gogan. Terry Gogan skating at center ice. 3-on-3. Newgold in over into the mix. Gogan shot off the boards. Gogan went in, tried to chase it down. Cadets have it. Newgold on the forecheck. He's stopped. 37 seconds left. 37 seconds left on the Middlebury penalty. Norwich about ready to pick up a man advantage. So Norwich now 4-on-3 action against the Panthers for the next 25 seconds. It's the Cadets back to the point. Pelletier, left side. looking to wrist it. One-time shot, score! The Cadets pick it up. It is Pelletier, and we'll see who picks up the goal. But a great job of working the puck down low for the Cadets, and they now regain a two-goal lead, 4-2. That goal coming at the 13:47 mark. Pelletier doing all the work on that one. We'll see who actually picks up the goal. But Pelletier... Dave Robertson picking up the goal. Pelletier with the assist for Robertson. Just his second goal, or excuse me, his third goal of the season. Teams are now effectively skating even up. Nobody in the penalty box. Pizzatini. Shit. Robertson actually now credited with the assist and the goal going to Mitch Byrne. So Pelletier, he did the yeoman's legwork on that one for certain. He and Robertson picking up the assist. In any event, it's the Cadets now up by a score of 4-2 over Middlebury. 5:27 left in the second period. A wild period. Four goals so far. Three for the Cadets, just one for the Panthers. Middlebury trying to get something going here. Giasanti throws it in front. Panthers can't keep it alive, and it goes out to the center ice area. Skating back for it, Wire. Along with Gauguin. Through center ice. Tried to feed it through to Haggerty. He couldn't get to it, and it's Rowland with it for the Cadets. Turning the attack through center ice, over the Panther line, in behind the defense, backhand shot. And a collision, two Panthers, a goalie, and a Cadet find their way into Stephen Klein's igloo. It gets knocked off the moorings and a stoppage in play with 4:47. So this a wild second period at 1:54. Kevin Salvucci puts the Cadets up 2-1. That lead is extended to 3-1 with a shorthanded goal by William Pelletier. Middlebury starts to bring it home a little closer when at 12:25, Evan Newgold pots a goal. Assist going to Vinny Giasanti. But it's the Cadets pulling away with a 4-2 margin right now at 13:47. So in the space of just about 2 minutes, we had three goals. So lots of wild action here at Kreitzberg Arena to Chuck. In front of the Norwich net, he tried to ram it home on a wraparound. Oh, so very close. Oh, so tantalizing. But a good save made by Ostapchuk. In front of the Middlebury bench, Smith. Battling in front, though. The puck comes in the Middlebury zone. Panthers able to clear it away as McClellan takes it out of harm's way. McClellan now tries to reach it against Smith at center ice. Smith dishes off on the far side, and in the Middlebury zone the puck goes. 4 minutes now left. Newgold can't get anything going against Smith. McClellan knocks Smith off the puck. It goes into the Middlebury zone where the Panthers try to regroup. Not much going on there. Going harmlessly down into the Norwich zone. Back there for it, Charbonneau. Shoots into the Middlebury zone where Gauguin has it for the Panthers. Long lead pass. That should be icing. And as it's touched up there by number 8, Andrew Sullivan, that will indeed be the deal. And we'll skate all the way back down into the Middlebury zone with 3:39 now left in the second period. Norwich 4, Middlebury 2. Newgold going down for the faceoff against Nizgoda. Nizgoda wins it. Goes into the corner. Shot out in front. Not much going on there. Byrne from the left point. Wraps it in behind the Panther net where Gauguin has it. Gauguin off the boards, down the ice. Right on net. Ostapchuk needs to make the save to keep it out of the crease, so no icing there. And the Panthers try to apply some forechecking pressure. That didn't quite work, but they are finally able with Najjar to turn it around at center ice. And there's going to be a slashing penalty here going to Norwich, so the Panthers will be the beneficiaries of another power play opportunity. Going to the penalty box, it looks like it's Dean Nizgoda. 3 minutes and 6 seconds left in the second period. Panthers down by two. This power play may be just what the doctor orders. McGovern out there along with Tkachuk. Slashing the call. Back to the top of the point. Green wall. Looks to dish low to Newgold. Rest shot goes just wide. Zach Weir can't keep it alive on the left point. Chases it back to center ice area. Dishes off to Newgold. He dumps it in from center from the blue line area. To Chuck in the corner. Norwich picks it up. They do the right thing. They just wrap it down the ice. 1:27 now left in the Middlebury power play. Let's see if the Panthers can get something going here. Jasanti to Najjar. That's offside as Najjar got caught in the zone in advance of the puck. And with 1:17 left in the Middlebury power play, a faceoff coming out in the center ice area by the faceoff dot over by the Norwich bench. Panthers win the draw. Newgold with the puck. Up to Charles. At the blue line. Dumps it cross ice. To Najjar. To Newgold. To Fishman. Top of the slot. Newgold looking. Wrist shot. Deflected off a Norwich stick into the corner. Jasanti. To Najjar on the far side. To Jasanti. He has Charles in the slot area. They need to feed it to the big guy. Newgold now, shot blocked by the defense. Evans took that one off of the instep of his skate. He's hobbling a little bit, but he doesn't appear to be any worse for wear. Panthers still control the puck. Jasanti behind the net. 30 seconds left. To Fishman. To Jasanti. Fishman calling for the puck. He wants to drive it. He does. Blocked. A foot race for the puck. If Norwich wins, it'll be a breakaway. Fishman takes his man to the corner, and Norwich goes for a line change. 16 seconds left in the power play for the Panthers. Fishman over the Norwich line. In behind the net. In front. Back to the slot. It goes Haggerty the shot. Or Doherty checked that. Doherty now. Falvey in behind the net. Trying to center it in front. Penalty has expired now. Both teams back at full strength. Just over a minute left in the second period. A wild period of scoring here. Cadets three times and Middlebury once. And we're not done yet. 55 seconds. Norwich keeps the pressure alive in the Middlebury zone. Shot. Blocked to the defense. Rebound in front. Panthers able to clear it, but not out. Into the corner, trying to settle it down a little bit as McGovern. He finally does get it up to Gogan. Gogan whacks the puck against Evangelista into the Norwich zone. Gogan taken to the boards. McClellan trying to keep the puck alive in the Norwich zone. 30 seconds now left in the second period. Fishman does keep it alive. Panthers doing a nice job applying pressure. McClellan finally to Haggerty. Nope. Cadets cleared out. Rowland backhand shot. Just barely into the Middlebury zone, but that gives the Panthers just 15 seconds now before the break. Byrne picks it off the Panthers' stick. To Haggerty. Byrne and Haggerty battle for it. Finally, Gogan just takes a golf shot at it. Sends it into Byrne in the Norwich zone. And there goes the horn. And the second period has come to a conclusion. And for the Cadets, it was a wild second period. Three goals for the Cadets, one for the Panthers. And after 40 minutes of play, the score stands Middlebury 2, Norwich 4. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridgeport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Houston's Farm Supply is HOTC certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridgeport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridgeport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1 WBTK.
Kim Lower back at Kreitzberg Arena here on the campus of Norwich University in Northfield, Vermont, where after the first 40 minutes of play, it's the Cadets of Norwich over the Middlebury Panthers by a score of 4-2. A wild and fast-paced second period. 4 goals in the stanza. 3 for the Cadets, 1 from Middlebury. It all started off pretty quickly when at the 1:54 mark, Kevin Salvucci for the Cadets gave Norwich a 2-1 lead.
Piacentini, Pichette, and Salvucci. From the face-off, good shot by Salvucci. It was blocked, but he has again. Tries to wrap it around. He does, and he scores!
Kevin Salvucci took the initial shot, picked it up, and wrapped it around behind Stephen Klein. Cadets up 2-1. And for Salvucci, that was his 13th goal on the season. The game stood at 2-1 for quite some time. As a matter of fact, it took until 11:37 for Norwich to get their next goal. Unfortunately for the Panthers, a shorthander, a shorty for the Cadets. It's Pelletier, number 20, their top gun, putting Norwich on top by a score of 3-1 at 11:37.
Mike McShane, I'm sure, is shaking his head. But now the Cadets break out, breaking it on goal for a shorthanded attempt. In a goal, shot, save, rebound. And they say it's a goal, but the net came off the mooring. The Cadets breaking it up, and it looks like it could be Pelletier with the shorthanded attempt. The Panthers arguing that the net came off the moorings, and indeed it did. But the referee arguing that the puck crossed the goal line in advance. And if this goal stands, it comes at the 11:37 mark. It'll be a shorthanded goal. That goal did stand. Pelletier unassisted with the goal. At that point, Norwich able to extend their lead to 3-1. But Evan Newgold came back less than a minute later. Newgold lights the lamp for the Panthers. Gisanti with the assist. Excuse me now. Middlebury picks up another penalty, so we're skating 3-on-3. Newgold in over the line. Chet takes the shot and scores! Evan Newgold! That goal coming at the 12:25 mark. It's going to be Evan Newgold. Falvey picking up the Middlebury penalty. And it's Evan Newgold bringing the Panthers within one. We'll see who picks up the assist on that one. Newgold, a good job as he took the shot from the slot. Vinny Gisanti ultimately picking up the assist on that one. And at that point, Middlebury had climbed back into it by a 3-2 deficit. But a little over a minute later, at 13:47, it was Mitch Beiner scoring for the Cadets. Mitch Byrne scoring for the Cadets. Pelletier and Robertson with the assist. 37 seconds left on the Middlebury penalty. Norwich about ready to pick up a man advantage. So Norwich now 4-on-3 action against the Panthers for the next 25 seconds. It's the Cadets back to the point. Pelletier, left side, looking to wrist it. One time shot, score! The Cadets pick it up. It is Pelletier, and we'll see who picks up the goal. But a great job of working the puck down low for the Cadets, and they now regain a two-goal lead, 4-2. It was Mitch Byrne ultimately being given credit for the goal, Pelletier and Robertson with the assist. So after 40 minutes, it's the Cadets on top of Middlebury by a score of 4-2. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to Kreitzberg Arena, where after two periods of play, it's Middlebury down to the Norwich Cadets by a score of 4-2. And the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard is sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. A very light schedule of Division III hockey this afternoon and this evening. It pits number 13 Geneseo at number 14 Newman. That game, a 7 o'clock start. We do not have an update on that one. Newman, of course, winning the Middlebury Holiday Classic. Other action features St. Anselm's at Connecticut College, Suffolk at Tufts, New England College at Salem State, Elmira over in Buffalo at Buffalo State, Assumption at Endicott, Stonehill at Becker, and Post University at Morrisville State. So a light series of action in Division III college hockey on a Tuesday afternoon and evening. You're not going to see much in the way of action there. But let's turn to the Division III top 15 poll. The poll of January 11th. Let's just see where the different teams are shaking out here. Leading the pack are the Green Knights of St. Norbert. They come in with a record of 11-1-1 for the season. They were number one last week. They're number one again this week, picking up 18 of a possible 20 first place votes. So that's St. Norbert, a team that Middlebury has played on many occasions and in some great NCAA tournaments. Second spot, Adrian, with a record of 12-1-1. Adrian picking up the other two first place votes. In number three, it's the Diplomats of Hobart, with a record of 10-2-2. University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, picks up the fourth spot, rising all the way from the number eight spot. The Pointers come in with a record of 10 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie. Plattsburgh State in the number five spot, dropping down from the number three spot. This is the team that Middlebury will be facing off against 7 o'clock this coming Friday evening. Trinity, who eked out a very small victory against Middlebury, is in number six position. And this is the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snowblower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Play underway here in the third period. Puck shot into the Middlebury zone for another faceoff. It's the Cadets controlling. Shot goes wide of the Middlebury crease. Najjar trying to pick it up. Feathers it ahead to McClellan. He's stopped. Najjar tries it again. Pelletier intercepts that one. Pelletier tries a toe drag over the Middlebury line. Backhanders it in front. Not there. Charbonneau couldn't quite handle it, and back come the Panthers. Jasanti able to push into the Norwich zone. He heads to the bench. Fishman from the right point shot in front. Panthers can't get it. Now Haggerty looking for it. Can't get a stick on it. Cadets catch a break there, and it's Pelletier. Through center ice, lofty little flip shot just to drive it deep into the Middlebury zone. His line goes off. New forces for Mike McShane as the puck is in front of the Middlebury zone, cleared down into the Norwich end of the ice. Cadets have it, Robertson. Flip pass, center ice. Not really doing much there as Neary has it. Feeds it over to Gogan. Gogan sends it in. Stop made by Ostapuk. And the Cadets clear it down in the Middlebury zone. That's going to be icing. And with 18:33 left in the game, faceoff coming back to the right side of Braden Ostapchuk. Shots on goal so far, 21 for the Cadets, 15 for the Panthers. That's pretty close. But right now, Middlebury down by 2-4 to the Norwich Cadets. Charles in the corner, loses the puck in the Norwich zone. Far side, Pichette tries to clear it out against Newgold. Newgold keeps it alive, throws it back in behind the Norwich cage. Charles can't keep it in, and back come the Cadets. Big check there as going down in a huff is Piacentini. And Middlebury controls, bringing it back into the Cadet zone is Wire. Cadets try to take him off the puck to Newgold. Newgold at the far corner in the Norwich zone. Trying to bring it out in front. Not much going on there. And McClellan can't keep it alive, and the Cadets throw it into the Middlebury zone. Panthers looking to try to attack quickly. Najjar couldn't get that quick outlet pass. And icing the call. We'll skate this one all the way back into the Middlebury zone now with 17:36 remaining in the contest. Panthers down by 2-4 to the Norwich Cadets on a snowy evening here in Northfield. Evans going down for the draw for the Cadets. Wins it. Backhand shot. Just dribbles wide of the cage as Klein taps it into the corner. Dangerous opportunity there. McClellan off the stick of Gogan. Relays it down to the Norwich zone. Picked off by Evans. Evans can't get anything going. Panthers, though, have to chase it back into their own zone. Najjar. Along to Cage. In front of the Middlebury bench. It's picked off by Baldelese. He's content to throw it in the Middlebury zone where Gogan has it as Mike McShane looks for line change with 16:52 remaining. Pass up ice, Jasanti over the Norwich zone into the corner. Jasanti waiting for some help there, sees Falvey. Falvey working it along with Tkachuk. Falvey in the corner. They had McGovern toward the front part of the net. Now he steps into the fracas in the side. Panthers bring it out in front. Backhand shot. good save there as Mike Najjar almost had his third goal of the season. He took a wicked little backhand shot there, but Braden Ostapchuk made an even better save, and the Panthers denied on that attempt. 16:20 now left in the third stanza. Faceoff coming to the right side of the Norwich Nets. Greenwald going down for the draw, loses it. The Cadets able to pick it up, and they shoot it down into the center ice area where the Panthers retreat. Sticks and shoulders getting a little high as Nizgoza gives a shove there to Greenwald. Greenwald now stays, chases the puck, returns the favorite in Nizgoza in the Norwich zone. And a whistle, a stoppage in play. And it looks like there's going to be a Panther penalty going off Camille Tkachuk at the four-minute mark. Looks like it's going to be a cross-checking call. So this will put the Norwich power play back on the ice, already up by a score of 4-2. Middlebury can ill afford to give up a goal here. That would be a very tall mountain to climb. Robertson from the faceoff. Wrist shot in front. Score! Norwich! Just a matter of six ticks off the clock, and the Cadets Robertson wrist the shot in front, and Norwich extends their lead to 5-2. A power play goal for the Cadets. So the Cadets, that's their third power play goal of the evening. Nizgoda with the goal. And Pelletier picks up the assist, so it's Nizgoza from Pelletier, and the Cadets extend their margin to 5-2. So some costly Panther penalties, not staying out of the box this game at all. And Norwich has made the Panthers pay. Three power play goals for the Cadets have put the Panthers down by a margin of 5-2 with 15 minutes left in the contest. Greenwald now for the Panthers. Tries to get over the Norwich line. He does. Sends it to McGovern. McGovern in the corner trying to evade his defender. To Greenwald, to McGovern. Panthers not able to get it out of the corner, and the Cadets content just to send it down the ice. Icing the call. A faceoff coming to the right side of Braden Ostapchuk. But right now, the storyline of this contest is Panther penalties killing the squad here in Northfield tonight. Three power play goals for the Cadets. McClellan in front. Newgold got a shot. Panthers want a hand pass, but it's Baldelez now over the Middlebury line. In a goal shot. Nice save by Steve Klein, and the Panthers shoot it down the ice to relieve some pressure. No icing as it didn't get going that far. Head manning the puck, Norwich in over the Middlebury line one more time. Panthers pick it up, and now Charles with a break. Two on one if he hurries along with Newgold, and he scores! Jake Charles from a bad angle on the far side puts the Panthers a little bit more in charge of this one. Now just down by two by a score of 5-3. That goal coming at the 5:57 mark, and it will be Jake Charles for the Panthers. So let's see if this unassisted goal for Charles, as he brought it up along the boards himself. A nice job, but from a bad angle. And I got to believe that Ostapchuk was probably screened by that one. Panthers now shoot it into the Norwich zone, but that's icing. And we'll skate this one all the way back into the Middlebury end. So, a couple goals this period. At 4:05, it was Nizgoda, a power play marker for Norwich. And then following up, a minute and 45 seconds later, it was Jake Charles, unassisted from a very interesting angle. Right at the boards, he just threw it at the net, and as they say, good things happen. Charles still out there trying to kick it out of the Middlebury zone. Not much going there, but finally Charles now will get it out. Skating smartly through center ice with Tkachuk. To Charles. Norwich back on the defense. Sends it around the boards where Gogan intercepts. Gogan at the point, trying to push it down deep into the Norwich zone. Has a shot at it. Norwich, though, able to clear it, and down the ice it goes. Icing the call is the Panthers. Number 22, Spencer Cage, goes back for it. And a faceoff coming deep in the Norwich zone. 5-3 the score here. Lots of exciting play. Unfortunately for the Panthers, 3 power play goals by Norwich. The margin here thus far. But plenty of time left. 2-goal lead in hockey. Arguably the most dangerous lead. Let's see if the Panthers can take advantage and get the score just a little bit closer here on this faceoff. Greenwald going down for the draw. Has Gogan and Neary back at the points. Drew it back, but McClellan couldn't handle it. And it's Norwich shooting it down the ice. Nizgoda sent the puck in. Stoppage in play as the save was made by Stephen Klein. And now we'll face it off deep in the Middlebury zone. Salvucci out there. Puck drawn back. Byrne couldn't get to it. He and Sullivan skate back on the Norwich blue line. Push the puck ahead where Neary intercepts in the Middlebury zone. Piacentini forechecking. Middlebury finally able to get through Neary. Over the line. Shot. Blocked. Save. And a faceoff. As McClellan did a nice job coming in from the right side. But Ostapchuk makes a great save. And holds on with 12:41 now left in the third period. Norwich 5. Middlebury 3. Coming up for the Panthers this Friday night. A date with the Plattsburgh State Cardinals. 7 o'clock, the start time at Kenyon Arena. All of the action here on WVTK, beginning with the pregame show at 6:30. Falvey down on the faceoff. Wins the puck back nicely to the point. To Wire. Wire can't keep it alive. Norwich relieves the pressure and sends it down the ice. Bellucci now knocks his Norwich defender flat off his skates. Going to need to have a headlight check there, as that was a real collision. Norwich can't get anything going, and it's Bellucci. Bellucci to Jasanti. Racing in the speedy forward around the Norwich defense, in behind the net. Jasanti feeding to Falvey. Falvey gets it back. Jasanti centers in front. Nothing going there. Back come the Cadets. 2-on-1 if they hurry. Over the Middlebury line. A trailer. The shot in a goal. Rebound. In front. Klein makes the save and hangs on. A grade-A opportunity for the Cadets. They just couldn't quite do the tick-attack and the dough. As Rowland had the final shot. Not able to put it past Klein. And with 11:51, the score stands 5-3 in favor of the Cadets. Face-off coming to the right side of Stephen Klein. Piacentini's line along with Pichette and Salvucci out there. But it's the Panthers bringing it away with Tkachuk. Camille Tkachuk to Charles. Over the Cadet line. Charles likes those bad angle shots. He tried another one there and almost got it through again. So Jake Charles not shy to try to throw it from any angle of the net. Now he does again. A backhander shot, he wraps it around. Charles now putting a lot of pressure on the Cadets. Norwich, though, able to break it up. Jake Charles doing a great job down low for the Panthers. Almost had another goal tonight.
11-10 now left in the third period. And it's Doherty throwing it into the Kazat zone. Icing the call as Robertson goes back for it for Norwich. And a face-off will be coming all the way back in the Middlebury zone. 8 goals tonight, 5 by the Cadets, 3 by the Panthers. Plenty of action for those in attendance on a snowy evening here in Northfield, Vermont. Pelletier going down for the draw against Greenwald. Pelletier gets the axe, and it's Nizgoda coming in, wins the draw. Shot on net, but Matt Doherty picks it up for the Panthers. Ahead to McGovern. Nizgoda, though, takes the puck away. Greenwald tries to get it. He does. He had McGovern. Now back to Fishman at the point. Drives the puck. Blocked. Into the corner it goes. Greenwald. Approaching 10.5 minutes left. Panthers not able to get anything going. Pelletier, always dangerous at center ice, almost picks up the puck, but the Panthers able to wrap it down to the Norwich zone. Racing in Najjar for Middlebury. He can't get to it. 4 Cadets with the puck now in their own zone. High flip shot to center ice. Bounces beyond the stick of Fishman, and Neary now has to go back into his own zone to take his Cadet defender out of the way. Trying to steal the puck there. Falvey. Cadets numbers in the attack zone. They're setting up the attack. Rowland. Nizgoda in the slot. Back to Rowland. The wrist shot just goes wide. Oh, my goodness. Panthers looking just to wrap it out of the zone. Rowland keeps it into Nizgoda again. Nizgoda, the shot blocked at the Panther defense. Into the corner. Middlebury desperate to get it out of the Cadet zone. Finally, they do, to Najjar. Najjar shot. A bouncing puck. Ostapchuk able to stick it aside, but he didn't look good doing it. The puck had him a little bit handcuffed. Good end-to-end action. Back come the Cadets. Rob Piacentini over the Middlebury line, taken out of harm's way by Belush. Jake Charles, a stiff one by Robertson, and that makes up for an earlier hit that Robertson took from Charles. Newgold, bad angle shot, goes behind the net. Jake Charles, he and Robertson been mixing it up all night long. They go at it again. Newgold can't keep it alive. Back come the Cadets. 8:50 as they clear through center ice. Belush does a nice job taking his defender out of the way. Middlebury on a line change. Let's see what happens here. Zach Wire on a tear down the left side. Throws the puck into the Norwich zone. Byrne picks it up. Brings it to center ice. McGovern almost had a chance for it, but Norwich picks it up and throws it deep into the Middlebury zone. 8:25 left in front. Middlebury turnover, shot, save, rebound. Panthers clear it aside. Horseshoes for Steven Klein on that one. He caught a big break, or Norwich could have had their 6th goal. Cadets buzzing in the Middlebury zone. Panthers not able to get it out. Finally, they throw it to an off wing. Maybe they can get it out this time, and they do. A little bit of nifty stick work by McGovern to Gogan. They send into the Norwich zone, but they can't get any sustained attack. Falvey on the forecheck tries to break things up, but the Cadets break loose at their own bench area. On the far side, they clear center ice. McShane looking for a line change with 7:45 left. He gets it. Middlebury picks the puck up. That's going to be icing as the home run pass there. Didn't he go anywhere close to a Panther player? And with 7:42, a faceoff coming back in the Middlebury zone, left side of Steven Klein. Right now, Norwich in control of the contest. Shots and goal, 27 for Norwich, 19 for Middlebury. And the Cadets, of course, up on the scoreboard by a score of 5-3. So Middlebury needs to take a step back into this game. They need to do it pretty darn quickly. And with another icing call, that's certainly not going to do it. Game slowing down a little bit here in the third stanza, as well as the last half of the second stanza. The first period rushed right along. My goodness, it looked like we'd be out of here probably by 8:30 the way the boys were playing. But last couple periods, just a little bit of slowdown. Lots of penalties in that second period, lots of scoring. And Norwich now looking to put the knockout punch on the Panthers, already up by 2.
in the Middlebury zone. Back to the point, Rowland takes a shot. It was deflected down by a cadet stick and almost eluded Stephen Klein. Evangelista keeps it in, shot in on goal. Taken out of harm's way there by Cage. Cage brings it through the center ice area now to Haggerty. Haggerty into the Norwich zone, waiting for some teammates to catch up. Norwich coalesces on him, content to just flip a high, lazy shot to the center ice area. Neary, center ice, left side in front of his own bench. He throws it in behind Ostapchuk. Ostapchuk trying to clear it out himself. Stopped by Fishman. Fishman, shot blocked, goes into the corner. Charles dumped back to Fishman. Fishman, one more shot in front. Ostapchuk didn't see where the puck was, but his Norwich teammates cleared it away, and back they fly. Nizgoda with Piacentini in on goal. Shot, save, and the rebound not cleared out as Robertson takes it from the right point. Under 6.5 minutes left. Middlebury desperate for a goal to get back into this one. Down by two. Setting sail, Vinny Gisanti. Left side behind the Norwich defense. He's stopped. Got in ahead of Najjar, and the cadets clear it down the ice. Belush around the boards to Wire. Now to Greenwald. In front of the Norwich bench, he tries to go along the boards. Stopped. Robertson for the cadets. High flip shot again. Norwich just happy to clear the zone. Get it down. No icing to make Middlebury skate the length of the ice. Panther legs in good shape here. Nobody tiring out here. But Middlebury just no sustained pressure as we approach 5.5 minutes. Now it's Najjar over the Norwich line. Sends it in front. Intercepted. Norwich clears it out and down the ice. Not much offensive pressure here. McShane, I think, is just calling for basically a full court defensive press here. Wire over the Norwich line. Nothing going there. Back come the cadets. They gain center ice. Again, happy just to dump it in the Middlebury zone. Wire back there for it. Cadets a little bit of forechecking now. Balda leaves. Can't keep it alive. And it's McGovern over the Norwich line. Sends it into the corner. Chasing it down is Camille Tkachuk. He can't get it. Norwich happy to flip it out again. And one more time, the Panthers start at their own blue line. Touch pass. McGovern sends it into the Norwich zone. Cadets bring it straight out in front of their net. They get away with that one. Evans in the penalty box area flips into the Middlebury zone. 4.5 minutes now left. Middlebury. Doherty couldn't control the puck. And the Cadets not able to get anything going as Vinny Gisanti throws it into the Norwich zone. Charles, nice job breaking up the play, but no Middlebury player there to give a hand. Newgold steps in, but he can't get the puck. And the Cadets now, some trouble clearing the puck. Let's see if Middlebury can do this. Can do it. Nope. Cadets coming in the Middlebury zone. In on goal. Wait. They send it through the crease. No one there. They were knocking on the door, but Pelletier could not put it home. A little under 4 minutes left. Matt Doherty will watch the Middlebury cage, see when Neil Sinclair is going to pull Stephen Klein, but Middlebury has got no sustained pressure in the Norwich zone. Cadets clear it to center ice. Back come the Panthers. Najjar, icing's waved off. He goes and crashes into the corner, but the Cadets control. Far side. Again, content just to wrap it out to the center ice area, through the neutral ice area, over the line. Cadet tripped, no call there, a break for the Panthers. Cage, near side, throws it for Greenwald. Greenwald couldn't get there fast enough, icing the call, and with 3:21, a faceoff coming back into Stephen Klein's neighborhood. Norwich on top by a score of 5-3. Good end-to-end action. Unfortunately for the Panthers, they're just not seemingly able to get any sustained pressure in that Norwich zone. Gogan, it's center ice to McClellan, intercepted, but the Panthers get it right back again with Gogan. Crosses center ice, long shot. Panthers
full line change. Cadets at center ice. Baldelese can't control the puck. Goes into the Middlebury zone. Ice seen the call. And now the Panthers will catch a bit of a break with 2:56 remaining. Face off deep to the right-hand side of Brad Ostapchuk. Steven Klein skating around a little bit, looking at the bench, seeing what Neil Sinclair might do as far as when he's going to call him to the for the extra attacker. Back at the point, Falvey, a nice shot, but the Cadets keeping the shooting lanes open for Ostapchuk, so he's got a good unobstructed vision. So even though there was a nice drive by Falvey from the right point, Ostapchuk made a good save. Face off again in the Norwich zone, same side, left. Falvey back to Belush. Belush around the boards to Falvey. Falvey in front, had Belush on a tear in the between the face-off dots, but he couldn't get his stick on the puck, and back come the Cadets. 2-on-1, Pelletier, Charbonneau, in on goal, shot, nice save, Steven Klein. Falvey had an idea to get it to his teammate, however, his teammate was going to the bench for a line change, a little miscommunication there, icing the call. 2:25 now left in the third period. Charbonneau and Pelletier on a nice little 2-on-1 almost netted the sixth Cadet goal, but right now it's still Middlebury down by a score of 5-3. Piacentini, Pichette, and Kevin Selvucci out for the Cadets. Back on the defense, Robertson and Cody Smith. And it's back to Robertson. Right point, flips the shot. Panthers blocked it, but can't clear it out. Behind the net, Middlebury. 2:15 left in the contest. They throw it down the ice. This should be icy. Nope. Puck didn't have enough legs. The Cadets have it. Middlebury's netminder, Steven Klein, still in the nets as we approach 2 minutes, and an offside for the Cadets as they try to clear through the Middlebury zone. Middlebury has had their chances. A three-goal outing normally against the Cadets is going to be a good thing, but unfortunately, Middlebury penalties were the Achilles tendon this evening. Three power play goals for the Cadets have proved to be the margin here for the Norwich team. And it's Fishman. Long shot. Icing the call as it didn't go on the net. And with 1:49 left, we're skating back into Stephen Klein's neighborhood. And now Coach McShane giving some last-minute instructions to his troops on the ice for the last 1:49 here. Evans going down for the draw against Evan Newgold. Newgold wins the draw, but the shot comes in on net. The Cadets had stolen the puck, got a quick shot, but Klein makes the save. Fishman trying to get the puck out into the attack zone. Stop. Klein makes the save as Norwich shoots it back in on net. Neary with it now in the Middlebury end. Ahead to Newgold. Newgold over center ice into the Norwich zone. Through the defense. Got a shot on net, but couldn't pull the trigger fast enough. And Ostapchuk makes the save. 1:14 left. Haggerty over the line. Shot on goal. Ostapchuk makes the save. No motion to the bench by Steven Klein. Panthers at the point. 1 minute left. Shot. Fishman. Rebound. Haggerty. Ostapchuk goes out and does a belly flopper there to make the save about 5 feet out of his crease. And with 58.8 seconds left, Steven Klein still behind between the pipes. Middlebury coming over. Lots of dejection on that line as they come to the Middlebury bench. Greenwald down for the draw for the Panthers. They need lightning in a bottle right now. Norwich wins the draw, takes it behind their net. The right thing to do there is it's picked up by Nizgoda. Panthers digging for it in the corner. Norwich just happy to keep it around the boards there, not let the Panthers get any kind of an opportunity. And Norwich shoots it down the ice. Charbonneau out there with Pelletier. Panthers intercept Najjar with 32 seconds into the Norwich zone to Greenwald. Cross-ice pass, intercepted, and back comes Charbonneau for the Cadets. Headmans it to Pelletier. He's stopped. Wire to Greenwald into the Norwich zone. Greenwald to the corner, 11 seconds. Panthers will be dropping this one. Record will go to 4 wins, 5 losses, and 4 ties. Middlebury, just the penalties killed them tonight. And there goes the horn. And the game is over. Final score, Norwich 5, Middlebury 3. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Row, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts, like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at vermontfederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustace Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustace Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustace Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289. Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
The Panthers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Kim Lower back at Kreutzberg Arena here on the campus of Norwich University, where this afternoon and this evening the Cadets have dumped the Panthers by a score of 5-3. Three power play goals by the Cadets lead them to victory. In that third period, the Cadets picked up their third power play goal of the evening at the 4:05 mark with Camille Kachuk in the penalty box. It just took 5 ticks of the clock before Nizgoda and Pelletier gave Norwich a 5-2 lead. The Norwich power play back on the ice, already up by a score of 4-2. Middlebury can ill afford to give up a goal here. That would be a very tall mountain to climb. Robertson from the faceoff. Wrist shot in front. Score! Norwich! Just a matter of six ticks off the clock, and the Cadets Robertson wrist the shot in front, and Norwich extends their lead to 5-2. A power play goal for the Cadets. It was Nizgoda picking up the goal. Pelletier, his second assist of the evening. Middlebury tried to jump back into it at the 5:57 mark. It was Jake Charles unassisted, bringing Middlebury a bit closer as he scores the third Panther goal. Head manning the puck, Norwich in over the Middlebury line one more time. Panthers pick it up, and now Charles with a break. Two on one if he hurries along with New Gold, and he scores! Jake Charles from a bad angle on the far side puts the Panthers a little bit more in charge of this one. Now just down by two by a score of 5-3. Jake Charles, the unassisted goal, but that was all Middlebury was to get, and the team skated out the final 14 minutes of the game scoreless, and Norwich skates away with a 5-3 victory. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower back here at Kreitzberg Arena. The Cadets prevail in this evening's contest by a score of 5-3. The three stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury. Locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Number three star of the game for the Middlebury Panthers, Jake Charles. He scored the final Panther goal this evening. And in the third period, he was leveling some lumber against the Cadets, trying to provide a measure of motivation and some spark to get his teammates going. Jake Charles, a good job there. Created a lot of havoc for the Cadets. For that, he is our third star. Second star of the game, Norwich goaltender Braden Ostapchuk. 22 shots he faced. Was there to keep the Panthers off the scoreboard in that third period whenever the Panthers got close. For that, Ostapchuk, number two star. And the number one star of the game, the man who has come back and has ignited the Norwich offense, William Pelletier. One goal, two assists for the junior this year. Those 3 points give him 16 points in five games. And the Norwich Cadet offense is loaded for bear as they go through the meat of their ECAC East Division. So, the final score of the game, Norwich 5, Middlebury 3. For Jim Tai, my excellent engineer back at the station, this is Kim Lower. Join us again this Friday at 6:30 when the Plattsburgh State Cardinals come a-calling to Middlebury. But for now, one more time, final score, Norwich 5, Middlebury 3 from Kreitzberg Arena. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op checks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desabray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.